And there's more. There's another problem. Remember all the tuning forks where you ding one in the room and all the others of a matching frequency kind of ding right along too? Now, the same thing happens with our thoughts. As you think more and more about something, you're not only attracting more of whatever it is you're thinking about, you're dinging and pulling in anything else that just happens to be on a similar frequency. Ugh. Didn't you ever notice that when one thing starts to go wrong, so does everything else? That's because the vibrations you're sending out are matching up with all sorts of different stuff on the same wavelength. Don't wants can be huge or trivial, but either way, when we're focused on one or 101, we've got negative currents streaming out of us that are most definitely not going to magnetize back anything even remotely close to joy. They can't. They're on a vastly different frequency. For instance, think long enough about how you dislike your job and you end up having a fender bender or your sink stops up. You lose your keys, your refrigerator blows out, and you stub your toe. See what I mean? Two things are certain. Think long enough about something you don't want, and either you're going to attract it or it's going to attract you. And number two, think about a don't want with any amount of feeling behind it, and you're going to automatically attract other lousy happenings of a similar frequency. Uh-huh. So what do we do about all that? How do we change it? We surely can't watch every little thing we say or do all day long. Don't worry, it's not that tough. So let's back up here for a second to vibrations. When we feel joy or passion or love or any other kind of exquisite happiness, those feelings are our interpretations of particular kinds of vibrations. Okay? On the flip side, when we feel feelings of anxiety or guilt or resentment, they too are interpretations of vibrations. And don't forget why one kind feels better than the other. One is close to our source, the other is not. So when we vibrate in sync with that energy, we feel good and vice versa. When we feel down, it's because we're vibrating out of sync with that pure positive energy. So don't wants mean, obviously, we are out of sync. As we look at something and say, I don't want this, two things happen. First, there's no way that don't want can possibly go away. It ain't going nowhere because we're holding it in our vibration by our very attention to it. And second, we feel bad, we feel down, low, or nothing at all, or any other kind of feeling that is anything but happiness. And so, the more in sync we are with our source energy, the better we feel. And the more out of sync we are with our source energy, the worse we feel. But hang on. Here's the scoop on this state we call normal, which for about 99.9% of the time is nothing but negative vibration. Negative vibration of any kind, of any intensity, from any excuse, means we've cut ourselves off from life, and that's with a capital L. We're existing but not living, and that's with a capital L. Big, fat difference. Negative vibrations mean we've shut ourselves off from our source. Negative vibrations occur when we refuse to allow ourselves to think about what makes us happy. Negative vibrations come from living with don't wants, and that's the only place they come from. It's that simple. Our wants are only in sync with the high vibrations of our inner being, our expanded self, not with our negative vibrations. Because they bring us pleasure, meaning our wants, in whatever degree, the only vibration they match is that of our original intent to be in joy. We cannot be thinking about what we don't want and ever expect to get what we do want. Even feeling moderately concerned, sort of our life story, shuts the door to abundance and well-being, which is our God-given birthright. What we've been doing is generating this constant flow of low-frequency energy to withhold most of what we desire for ourselves, for others, and yes, for the world. So any emotion that is not in the family of joy is plain old negative. But hooray for negative, huh? Well, now think about it. Every negative emotion we've ever had, no matter how meek or well hidden, has come from the lack of what we really wanted, right? We're worried about losing something or someone, so we're fearing the absence of, the lack of, that someone or something. We're fearful of things out there because we lack the feeling of safety. We feel anxious because we lack the time or resources to produce. So every negative feeling in the dictionary comes from lack, and thank goodness for that. Say what? I know, that sounds crazy. But how can you identify what you do want unless you first know what you don't want? Can't be done. A don't want is a call to wake up. A call to come out of hiding, switch gears, and pull in real life. Now, granted, it's going to take a little getting used to the idea of cheering for something like stress. But hey, if you've got it, and who doesn't, and can admit it and feel it, you've just taken the first and biggest step in learning to be a deliberate creator. So here we go. Step one, identify what you don't want. Now, there are two kinds of don't wants, universal and personal, with universal being the most common and the easiest to spot. Universal don't wants are worldwide dislikes, things no one on the planet wants any part of, like empty bank accounts or sickness or poor relationships or unfulfilling jobs or misshapen bodies or low self-esteem. Personal don't wants are simply the mildly unpleasant things of life that bother only us, not always others. Like my friend Skip, a connoisseur of fine foods and restaurants. I love this story. Who loves surprising his wife Muriel with fun new places to eat. Now, he had me in stitches recently. Skip's also a student of deliberate creating. As he unfolded his story of their trip to a colorful, intimate little place overlooking the water. And they got all settled in and they ordered their wine. And as they were savoring the sights of the waterfront, a fight started in back of them in the restaurant. Now, Skip and Muriel tried without success to ignore the fracas, but it got so bad so fast that they both forgot about what was happening to them vibrationally. So by the time they went to bed, both of them were grousing about it, but it didn't stop there. For the next three dinners out, Skip and Muriel had, in this order, true story, a bickering couple close by, a crying youngster, and a noisy drunk. So finally they got it. They had been so deeply focused on what they didn't want and were flowing so much energy to it, the law of attraction was working overtime to pull comparable vibrational circumstances right into their experience. Now, personal don't wants are usually not that serious, at least not at first. They come from our innate desire to experience the niceties of life. While universal don't wants are deeply rooted and most often fueled from long-standing human fears and insecurities. But it doesn't matter a diddly damn if a don't want is universal or personal, intense or mild, constant or passing. The point is to catch it, see it, feel it, or whatever else it takes to identify it and change it. Which means, simply enough, changing feelings from a feel-bad to a feel-good real fast.